That young lady has had a great couple of seasons. She's gearing up for her senior season. No question, going to be a great, you think, I'm sure, a great track and field athlete, not only in high school, but college as well.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, she's definitely, you know, has worked her butt off, you know, in the past few years to earn this spot for her, to be able to compete at Doan. You know, when Coach Fike contacted me about her, you know, I had nothing but great things to say about Kylie. I mean, she's one that, you know, she's going to put in the work. She knows what it takes to be successful, even at the next level already. So, but yeah, I mean, it was something that she definitely, you know, earned herself. But yeah, it was great to see that when she signed that letter. And you know, she always wanted to compete in college. And ever since junior high, she told me, I want to be able to run in college. What do I got to do? And I'm like, well, here you go. Here's the plan. And she stuck to it. And she's you know, been doing great ever since. So yeah.
You talk about her work ethic and her work in the weight room. I mean, she puts in a lot of hours in that weight room, doesn't she?
Yes, she does. I mean, summertime, during school time, you know, whenever she's able to get up there, she can. And, you know, I don't get the chance to work with her up there because obviously, you know, it's a different school. But from what I hear, you know, she lifts quite a bit. And even, you know, her squat and everything, her numbers are just, for a lady, her numbers are unreal. So
that school record board, she's got her name up there on a few things, doesn't she?
She does, yeah. I mean, last year, you know, she broke the record or has the co-op record for all the sprinting events. And then, you know, the 401 and 404 are also included in there with her name on, with along with the other three. But yeah, she's got it all. She's got it all.
And her times this year, she is, I don't know, aiming to even lower those times even more, isn't she?
We hope so. We hope so. I know Coach Large, you know, she coaches the sprinters for us. And she's got quite the plan already set up. And I know that she's going to lead her, you know, to even more successful times and lower them and see if we can get, you know, a couple of better places at state. You know, because obviously we know what she'll be able to do throughout the season here. But I think the real competition and the real outcome where we see things, you know, really for her is that state meet. So, you know, that's what we're hoping to get the best out of her.
I know she'll probably, you would think, the same four events again this year, the one, the two, the four, and that 4x4 relay. Probably right now maybe it could change, but those are probably her four events again this year, aren't they?
Yeah. I think she's basically almost, I don't say stuck, but those are basically her events. If we can get a, you know, we got some good freshmen coming up that are, you know, quick as well. If we can get a 401 put together with her in it, that we would, but that's going to, you know, take a lot because her other events, you know, she's sitting pretty well or will be sitting pretty good on, you know, come district and state. So I would say those are probably going to be her main four.
Yep, no question. You had some success there last year and probably will again be again this year. And talk about Doan, Coach Fai, you know him well. I know, great guy, great coach. He's been there for many years, and that's a quality program, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. I have nothing but respect for Coach Fai. I mean, I love taking kids to his, you know, summer track camps that he, you know, rotates around the state and stuff. And it's always good talking to him and picking his brain and see what he's got to say and to do and with all the kids. And you know, I guess personally I did, you know, push Kylie. I talked to her about, you know, Doan and stuff, and she was all for it. And you know, I'm glad she picked this Coach Fai. You know, she's gonna take her places. He's a great coach.
Yep, she'll do big things there, no question. I know you and I, we've talked. You know, we're ready for track. It's gonna be here before you know it. Coach has got a little bit of the winter sports season, but we're biting at the bit. We're both pumped up, ready to go for the season, aren't we?
Absolutely, yeah. Once some snow melts a little bit more, I think it'll get even closer. So I'm excited. I know I got some kids, you know, that are anxious to get going as well. But we're gonna be, you know, basketball's being successful, so we might have to start practicing a little bit later, but that's okay.
Maybe we're getting the weather out of the way because, boy, last spring, Coach, you know, it was a windy son of a gun. There weren't many great days for meets. Maybe this spring, Mother Nature will get you. We'll need some rain. We'll take the rain, but on these meet days, it can be nice. You know, we'll take some cooler weather. It goes with the territory, but keep the windy days away. Is that right?
Right, yeah. That wind was horrible last year. So hopefully we don't have to deal with that again. But, man, that was That was something else last year. I know. I remember our distance kids. We had to run them with the wind because going against that wind was brutal. So it is what it was, I guess.